It's time for Joyce's Thought of the Day on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Sometimes I think we should rename the FDA to the Federal Doofus Authority. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced today that it's restricting the use of two monoclonal antibody treatments for COVID-19, saying data show how such treatments are, quote, highly unlikely, end quote, to be active against the Omicron variant, currently the dominant strain in the country. Monoclonal antibodies are laboratory-created proteins that mimic natural antibodies that the body produces to fight off harmful pathogens like the Chinese Communist Party virus, also known as the novel coronavirus. The agency revisited its emergency authorization for the two COVID-19 treatments that come from Regeneron and Eli Lilly. Their use is now limited to when the COVID-19 patient is likely to have been infected with or exposed to a variant that is susceptible to these treatments. Give me a break. Just because data shows these treatments are highly unlikely to be active against the Omicron variant, I don't believe anything I'm hearing out of the authorities. They've been wrong so many times that I'm willing to err on the side. Well, actually, I want to err on the side of the patient and not on the side of the FDA. They said in the future, if patients in certain geographic regions are likely to be infected or exposed to a variant that is susceptible to these treatments, then use of these treatments may be authorized in those regions. The Omicron variant, which started spreading in the U.S. in late November last year, is estimated to account for more than 99% of cases in the country as of January 15th. That's according to the data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Like they really know the difference. It's the same COVID tests that they give to everybody. How does it tell them which variant it is? The truth is, it doesn't tell them. This is all guesswork, and you're the guinea pig. So, removing monoclonal antibody treatment seems like a really weird choice for the FDA to make right about now. The move to revise the emergency authorization avoids exposing patients to side effects, such as injection site reactions or allergic reactions. They don't worry about infections that we might get from the site of a COVID vaccine or a booster, or any allergic reactions that we might get from a COVID vaccine or a booster, but all of a sudden, a therapeutic is more of concern for them. This move was recently recommended by the COVID-19 Treatment Guidelines Panel, which is part of the NIH. Oh my goodness, do we believe anything that comes out of the NIH anymore? The answer to that question is probably the same for you as it is for me. I don't believe a word they say. They know not what they do.
Get Joyce's Thought of the Day anytime. Subscribe to her podcast right now on the all-new 850 app and at 850WFTL.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.